the thought that all the church wants is my money will get out of your mind, because you're going to have more than you can handle. The church will have more than it can handle. And everybody is just, where can we give this stuff? Who can we give this stuff to? It is too much. The church needs to come to that place where we recognize sacrifice, no longer me, but the blood of sacrifice. So when we step in the Holy of Holies, we're not thinking about us. We're just thinking about how can we bless this God who has so graciously blessed us. Let me go past there a little bit. He says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. You need a purpose in your heart how you give to God. He says, but let him give, not grudgingly. Be willing to give. Make up your heart to give. To give grudgingly is to give and saying, I wish I didn't have to give this. I need it for this, and I need it for that. My God shall meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But what is the foundation of that word? It was about the people of God giving. Yeah? In Philippians, remember that? Take me to Philippians 4 and verse 8 for a moment. Philippians 4:18. The word of God says, Paul is saying, he says, but I have all, everything I need, and I abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. And watch the description, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable. What did he say? A sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. It is well what? Pleasing to God. And because you've done this, a sacrifice that is acceptable, which is well-pleasing to God, meaning that it was a sacrifice founded on faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if they please God, then that sacrifice was based on what? Faith. It says, but my God shall do what? Supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. It is well pleasing unto God. In Haggai and also in Malachi, God said to the people, he said, listen, it's not that you're not sacrificing. You're bringing stuff. But you bring me stuff that are polluted. You bring me stuff that do not qualify. You're bringing me lame stuff, blind stuff. You say, and God says, he says, try this out. Take one of those things that you're giving to me. Go give it to your king. Go take it, go give it to the prime minister. Say, prime minister, I have a special gift for you. This three-legged dog. He said, go, try that. But you have the audacity to bring me those kind of crazy gifts. Spare change. That means I was your afterthought. No, Make God number one. Amen? Make God number one. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we moved into this place, God, I can still remember it. Mama is sitting on the passenger side, and we're right in front of Canada Trust then. It's now called TD. And the Lord says to me, I want my money. I said, what money? The money in the bank there. I said, what money in the bank? He said, the one that you're saving for the mortgage. That's my money. He said, empty that account and put it towards the mortgage for this building. We've been saving and saving and saving and saving for years, and we couldn't save much. It wasn't like it was an humongous amount. Now God, everything I've been saving, you want it in one shot and you're calling it your money? So I tried to get some assistance from Mama. So I said to Mama, God wants his money. And guess what she did? He said, you mean the money for the mortgage? The reason I was trying to ask her help is because the word of God says if two of us need to be in agreement. Now I wanted to have an agreement from Mama, and she sided with God. So we emptied the account. Lo and behold, it was the necessary amount that we needed to close the deal, to step in here. Exactly a year later, we bought a house. We didn't even come up with a down payment. And we paid $40,000 less than the asking price. But the clincher is this. There was somebody who was living in their house already who 2 weeks before had offered $20,000 more. He's living in the house. Someone listening? He is where? Living in their house. Made an offer to his landlord. $20,000 more. 2 weeks later, we come, offer $20,000 less than he offered, which meant $40,000 from the asking price. The landlord, a Jewish man, a lawyer who does not know us, never seen us, kicks that guy out of the house, and we moved in. Where would I have gone to save $40,000? The sacrifice was speaking, and the sacrifice spoke to that lawyer and said, these people, give them the house. Somebody listening? Your sacrifice will speak for you and open doors for you. Sacrifice. You're not losing anything. You're gaining everything. Are you hearing me? I pray you are. Not asking you for anything. I'm just showing you. This is how it works in the kingdom. If you are willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. God will speak for you. Hallelujah. One of the words of the Lord to us, he said, whenever I bring the offering, whenever my people bring the offering, tell them to say, Father, speak for me. Father, speak for me. Father, speak for me. I understand that even now, more now than before, because it was the Father who sacrificed. Jesus shed his blood, but the sacrifice really was the Father. Because if Jesus blew it, he ceases to be God Almighty. Do you understand? Jesus had to deal with the devil as a man. And God trusted, had faith. The God you serve is a God of faith. And when you give sacrificially, you are speaking the language of God. It is part of your likeness of who He is. He gives faithfully. He believes. And He enforces His word. God sacrificed. The Bible says, for God so loved. Yeah? God so loved you and I, the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in Him, not just the Son, but believes in the Father, for the Son came to reveal the Father, the love of the Father, the sacrifice of the Father. That person will have everlasting life. Amen? He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Is my giving important? Yeah. It's not about bills. It takes care of bills. But to hear the word of God in Malachi, bring all of the tithes and the offerings, that there may be meat in my house. What's the meat for? For the meeting of the needs around. That there may be meat in my house. And then he says, and prove me now therewith. Prove me. Wait a minute, prove me. Romans chapter 12. We'll come back to Malachi and wrap up there. Romans 12 says, in verse 1, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a what? A living what? Sacrifice. A living what? Sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, or the least you should do, and be not conformed to this world. The ways of the world. Get all you can and can all you get. But be ye transformed. Be changed. Experience a metamorphosis in your mind, that ye may prove. That's that word again. Prove what is that good, what is that acceptable, what is that perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that has been accorded me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Thinking just me, myself, and I, but to think soberly according as God had dealt to every man a measure of faith. God has given to every one of us a measure of faith. What does that measure of faith do? That measure of faith brings me to that place where I believe God. And back to Malachi, and I'll wrap this now. Prove it. Prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not do your part, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven, the windows of heaven. That's the firmament from above. The windows of heaven, and pour you out a what? Blessing. God says, I'm going to pour you out a blessing. He didn't say, I'm going to pour you out money. He said, I'm going to pour you out a blessing. What is that? Those are ideas, all kinds of other things that will bring you to that place where you make that money. But see that word, blessing. In the Greek is the word makarios. And what it means, are you ready to receive this? It is to bring you to a place where you live in another world. When you are blessed, let me explain it to you. Living in another world. You are in a society and you're Bill Gates. Okay? Don't become Bill Gates, but you're Bill Gates. And the reason I say Bill Gates is because he has money. When people are complaining about, oh, the gas, it's so expensive. It is now $100 a liter. Do you think Bill Gates will be complaining about $100 a liter
no.
gas? He's living in a different what? World. That's what blessing is. You're living in a different world. You're not like everybody else. Whatever it is that is pulling them down, it's not touching you. You're in a totally different dimension. That's what God is saying. He says, I'm going to pour you a blessing, and you're not going to have room enough to receive it. In other words, too much. Hallelujah. Too much. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us give God thanks for his faithfulness. Young man, don't leave until I talk to you. The Lord has been pointing you. Yes, you. You're looking like this. Like this. You. Don't go until I talk to you. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, let us honor God. God is faithful, and he will exceed our wildest hopes, dreams, or expectations. As you come and as you release the offering of the Lord, your tithe, your offering, your first fruit, your vow, whatever it is that God has been speaking to you about, as you release it today with thanksgiving, remember, Father, speak for me. Let my offering speak. Let it speak. The offering that speaks is not necessarily the amount. It is the sacrifice. What it costs you. What's costing you to release it. That you are putting God first. A woman gave 2 mites, and her 2 mites spoke better and greater than everybody else. The others gave out of the abundance that they had, but she gave her all. A woman comes into a gathering and she takes her alabaster oil that was meant to secure her future marriage connection to somebody. This was her great investment, and she breaks it and she pours it on Jesus and takes her hair and is busy wiping the feet of Jesus. Can you imagine how crazy that scene was? She's doing all of this. Why did this man waste that money? We could have had that money and met all kinds of needs and sold it or something. Jesus says, this sacrifice is not for, it's not going to go empty-handed. It's going to speak for her. It's going to be a memorial. What she just did, people are going to be talking about. That was 2,000 years ago. And here I am in 2023, and I'm still talking about the alabaster oil that Mary emptied. She's anointed my body for the time of my dying. While they were busy whipping Jesus, see the smell, the aroma that's going out because of that alabaster oil. Let my offering today speak. Let it bring good smells to God's nostrils. Do you receive this word? Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, let us share in communion together. Sacrifice of the Lord is perfect. Today, as you take of this body and as you eat it, let the full impact of what Jesus, our sovereign Lord, came to do be experienced by you, by me, by us all. Take and eat.
The cup of blessing this morning. Say, I receive the complete price, that Jesus paid for me.
I receive the fullness
of His grace,
bountifully
in my life. Take and drink.
Your hands. May you never walk around empty-handed.
Amen.
May God multiply your seed sown. And may God cause the earth to yield its increase to you. May the Father speak on your behalf. May His loving kindness and His tender mercies sustain and uphold you. And may your every need be met, because His grace is sufficient. May the face of the Lord shine upon you, and may you reflect His glory in your going out and in your coming in. May your life terrorize the forces of darkness. May your enemies flee before you in every direction. May your path be blessed with the fatness of God's goodness. In Jesus' name, I decree it so. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen.